Penguin Random House Audio presents The Dressmaker by Rosalie Ham. Read for you by Rachel Griffiths.
The sense of being well-dressed gives a feeling of inward tranquility which religion is powerless to bestow. Miss C.F. Forbes, quoted by Ralph Waldo Emerson in Social Aims. Travelers crossing the wheat-yellow plains to Dungatar would first notice a dark blot shimmering at the edge of the flatness. Further down the asphalt, the shape would emerge as a hill. On top of the hill sat a shabby brown weatherboard leaning provocatively on the grassy curve. It looked as if it were about to crane down, but was roped to a solid chimney by thick-limbed wisteria. When passengers approaching Dungatar by train felt the carriage warp around the slow southward curve, they glanced up through the window and saw the tumbling brown house. At night, light from the house could be seen from the surrounding plains, a shaky beacon in a vast black sea, winking from the home of Mad Molly. As the sun set, the hill cast a shadow over the town that stretched as far as the silos. One winter night, Myrtle Dunnage searched for the light from her mother's house through the windscreen of a Greyhound bus. Recently, she'd written to her mother, but when she received no reply, she summoned the courage to phone. The curt voice at the telephone exchange said, "Molly Dunnage hasn't had a phone on for years. She wouldn't know what a phone was." "I wrote," said Tilly. She didn't reply. Perhaps she didn't get my letter? "Old Mad Molly wouldn't know what to do with a letter either," came the retort. Tilly decided she would go back to Dungatar. Part 1. Gingham. A cotton fabric, varying in quality depending on the type of yarn, fastness of colour and weight, can be woven into a range of patterns, a durable fabric if treated appropriately. Various uses, from grain bags and curtains to house dresses and suits. Fabrics for needlework. Chapter 1. Sergeant Farrett patted his policeman's cap, picked a thread from his lapel, and saluted his neat reflection. He strode to his shiny police car to begin his evening drive around, knowing all was well. The locals were subdued and the men were asleep. There was a chance of victory the next day on the football field. He stopped his car in the main street to peruse the buildings, silver-roofed and smoky. Fog tiptoed around them, gathering around gateposts and walls, standing like gossamer marquees between trees. Muffled conversation wandered from the station hotel. He studied the vehicles, nosing the pub, the usual Morris Minors and Austin's, Utility, Council Pettyman's Wolseley, and the Beaumont's imposing but tired Triumph Gloria. A Greyhound bus rumbled and hissed to a standstill outside the post office, its headlights illuminating Sergeant Farrett's pale face. "A passenger?" he said aloud. The door of the bus swung open, and the glow from the interior beam struggled out. A slim young woman stepped lightly into the fog. Her hair was lush about her shoulders, and she wore a beret and an unusually cut overcoat. "Very smart," thought the sergeant. The driver pulled a suitcase from the luggage boot and carried it to the post office porch, leaving it in the dark corner. He went back for another, then another, and then he pulled something else out. Something with a domed cover, with Singer printed in gold letters across its side. The passenger stood holding it, looking over to the creek, then up and down the street.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?